Hello and welcome to the Knucklecast. My name is Ben Weinrib and I'm so glad you stopped by. For the fifth installment of the Knucklecast, I have a series of interviews with the most talented minor league baseball team you'll ever see, the 2013 Hickory Crawdads. This team is a Texas Rangers minor league affiliate, and it's so special because it's on pace to break a single A record for home runs, as well as a total minor league record for strikeouts. This is partly because they have five players who received signing bonuses that added up to $13.7 million. I wrote an article about them for the Charlotte Observer that just ran, so you can check that out online or in the paper if you still get that. But there's some content that I couldn't fit in the article I wanted to share with you. Coming up, I have interviews with Joey Gallo, Lewis Brinson, manager Corey Ragsdale, Ryan Rua, and Nick Williams. I also talked on the phone with Nomar Mazara, Ronald Guzman, and Jorge Alfaro, but between the grainy phone interview quality and needing a translator, they're just not really worth sharing right now. Coming up first is third baseman Joey Gallo, who was a Rangers first-round pick last year, earning a $2.25 million bonus. He was leading the minors in home runs before he suffered an injury. So I guess to start off, how do you feel about your team being so hit and miss, but having a lot of power at the same time?
It's kind of something at least I knew that coming into it, and obviously being young, we still have a lot to learn with our swings and everything. So it's, with power, it's going to automatically come strikeouts. So we're not too worried about it. We're happy that we're putting up power numbers, but we also hope that, the strikeouts start to come down.
Sure, yeah. So then you and five other guys were just named to the All-Star team. So does it feel like that's helping validate the season, or how did that feel?
It was nice to be named the All-Star team. Obviously, it's something that you work for kind of like individually. But our main goal as a team is obviously to win and make it to the playoffs and hopefully go from there. So it's just a nice little award, but as it doesn't really mean much to me or most of those guys. Our main goal is to win as a team, not just individually get award and stuff like that.
Right. One funny thing about the team is how you have a bunch of guys who got big bonuses and then some of the people who didn't quite get so big of bonuses. Is there like a division in the team at all? How's the chemistry?
No, we have amazing chemistry on this team. It's the best chemistry that I've ever had on a team. But there's no divisions or anything money-wise. We come out here and we play every day as hard as we can. It doesn't matter how much money you got. You can't really put a number on the field, about how much money. Everybody's the same. Everybody's on the same field. It's not like we're playing on different fields than everybody else because we got more money. So, we get along very well. We have great chemistry.
Okay. Aaron was telling me about how you and Brinson have been roommates for 2 years now, really good friends. So, can you tell me about that relationship?
Yeah, no, we met obviously right after we got drafted. Kind of clicked from there. We both got the same goals in mind of making it to the major league. So, we don't really, we're great roommates together because we both have our eyes on the prize kind of thing. So, he's a great guy and great player. We've been pretty much best friends ever since we started playing last summer with each other.
Sure. So how's it living in a small town like Hickory and having some money in the bank?
It's a little different, obviously, living in Hickory since I'm from Las Vegas.
Right.
It's a little different lifestyle and stuff. But, I don't mind it at all. It's nice and it's kind of relaxing. It's quiet. And obviously, Vegas is a lot louder and a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
But the money thing isn't, too important. Maybe we can go out to eat a little more, but that's about it. We're not out here buying cars and stuff. We're just, go out to eat a couple more times a week maybe than other people, but that's about it.
Yeah. So did you live in the city or where do you live in Vegas?
I live in, it's called Henderson. It's about 10, 15 minutes from the Strip. So
sure.
It's like the suburbs.
Right. So did you play baseball indoors or how did you play during the spring and summer there?
Oh, we played outdoors and everything. Yeah, it was I went to Bishop Gorman High School, and we were actually pretty good. We won 7 straight state championships and stuff. So, we play outdoors year round.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you first got your bonus, did you buy anything for yourself or for family?
The first thing we did was just, obviously, I just bought a new car. And after that, I just put all the money away. And my parents, I told them I can buy whatever they want with it. Obviously, I wouldn't have it without them.
Right.
So, they can use it for whatever they want. And I don't really need much. I just bought a new car for myself and then put the rest away and, just live off what I got.
So what kind of car did you get?
I got a 2013 Mercedes-Benz.
And what color is that?
It's white.
Right. So a lot of you guys were on the same Arizona team last year, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that helps build the chemistry going forward since you guys have known each other?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely, especially with guys that don't really speak, English or Latin guys.
Sure.
It's good to have a year under your belt with them, so you can get along with them a little better and at least interact with them a little more, since they don't really speak too much English and we don't speak too much Spanish.
But, right.
Yeah. We had great chemistry coming into the season just because more than half of our team was the team from last year in Arizona.
Right. So how's it playing with guys like Mazzara and Alfaro, who aren't as good communicators as I guess people you play with in Arizona?
It's different, but it's a lot of fun, We always, mess around saying stuff in Spanish, mostly bad words, because that's all we know. And they say a lot of bad words in English to us. But we all get along really well, and it's a lot of fun, being with people that are, just from different, places of the world and, kind of grew up a little different than you did.
Right. So does Coach at all emphasize not wanting to strike out, or does he just kind of let it happen since the power has been so good here?
It's kind of tough to, tell people not to strike out, but, we've done our kind of experiments with it and then, see what works. And I think the thing is we're all still trying to find our swing. We're all still young. We still need to, get some time, get a few hundred at-bats under our belt. And,
sure.
And obviously those strikeouts start coming down, but it does help, obviously, with, those strikeouts, with power,
Right.
At least it kind of evens it out a little bit.
Yeah. So as your hitting coach, have they been working with your swing at all, or have they just kind of let it naturally happen?
We're kind of just naturally letting it happen. See, I'm just doing what's comfortable because, not trying to force anything, and, whatever's comfortable with you is probably going to work best, And that's the most important thing, is being comfortable and confident up there.
Right. Do you have any goals for yourself or for the team going out the rest of the season?
Yeah, the goals for the team is just, obviously just win a ring at the end of the year. And to us, that'd be pretty special, especially being the, youngest team in this league or in all pro baseball right now.
Right.
It'd be kind of, a big deal, special thing to us. So that's our goal right there. And, I don't really have too many individual goals that I'm worried about. And at the end of the day, all I want to do is just get another ring on our finger and, do whatever it takes to get that.
Sure. In 5 years, where do you see yourself? Do you see yourself playing alongside a lot of these teammates in Texas, or do you try not to think about that?
You try not to think about it, but I see, playing again, playing with all these guys in Texas on the same team, hopefully on the same team if everything works out. Obviously we have a tremendous amount of talent on this team. I don't see why this whole team can't move up together and make it all the way to the top. So, that's our goal.
Right. All right, well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Good luck, man.
All right, thank you.
That last interview was with Joey Gallo, and coming up next is a player picked 10 picks before him in last year's draft, center fielder Lewis Brinson. Brinson got a little more than $1.6 million last year, and is an exciting potential five-tool player.
First year's going pretty well for you. You just named to the All-Star team, so how's the season been like for you?
Oh, it's been going pretty good, man. First full season in pro ball. So far, I was in rookie ball last year. So, all my expectations, I'm just learning as I go. Like I said, it's my first full season, and, you're going to go through your ups and downs. But I think I'm having a solid season right now.
Right. So this team's on pace to set records for home runs and strikeouts, but do you mind having a team that's so power
A lot of power, but a lot of swing and miss too?
I mean, it's a hit and miss, actually, literally. But, I mean, you hit home runs, you score runs, but you strike out a lot. I mean, that's also it's an out without putting the ball in play. So, I mean, but with a team like this, we do hit a lot of home runs, but we're starting to hit a lot of home runs with people on base, and that's the big thing, so we can score more runs. And we're kind of in a first place push right now. We're in first place, sure. So we're grinding it out. But a team like this, man, you can't ask for a group of talented guys like we have here. So I mean, I take it all day. If maybe it's not the best thing to do in baseball, but I mean, I take it all day. I mean, boy, we have like 100 home runs and however many strikeouts, but I mean, that's a lot of home runs for a team as young as we are, so I'll take it all day.
Sure. So you're saying how the team is so talented. One of the funny things is you got so many guys with big bonuses, and you were taking the first round last year, so is that, I guess, so you have like 5 or 6 guys who all got about $1 million at least, and then you got like Mazzara who got like 5, so is it weird at all in the clubhouse with some guys who have so much in the bank and other guys who are just other people in single A?
No, I mean, it's not weird. We all joke about it. We're going out to dinner or when we're talking about buying things money-wise. I mean, they always get on us. Oh, Gallo's got it, or oh, Brinson's got it, or Mazzara's got it. But, I mean, we're all teammates, and we're all pushing to win this league like we did last year in rookie ball. But we're all pushing for each other. There's nobody headhunting in there, nobody jealous or anything. I mean, obviously, sure. You got guys in there that maybe wanted a little bit more money, and we got more money, but I mean, we can't control that. I mean, they gave us the money that they thought we deserved, and we're not. I mean, I'm blessed that the Rangers saw that in me to give me that much money, but I know Gallo is, I know Mazzara is, and all the rest of the guys are, but there's no hostility in there, there's no jealousy or anything. We all joke about it all the time.
Yeah, so Aaron told me you bought a nice car with your money early on, so what kind of car do you have?
Audi A7 2013.
And what color is it?
Black.
All right. So did you get anything else for yourself or for someone else?
The biggest thing for myself was probably the car. I mean, I got maybe some new clothes, probably a new wardrobe, some new shoes, you know, a necklace. But I really focused on giving a lot of stuff to the people that helped me get there, like my mom and my hitting coach back home. Has been with me since I was 8, 9 years old. So he's developed me to what I am today. So he's helped me a lot. I really try to help him out. And obviously my mom.
Right.
I mean, I got her bracelet, necklace, purses, all that stuff, just to kind of help her out a little bit and say thanks for all the stuff that she's done over these years. So that was the biggest thing I bought for myself.
So real quickly, what's the hitting coach's name?
Alvaro Gomez. He's out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
All right. And then what's your mom's first name?
Susie.
Right. So I just want to get all this down.
Yeah.
Aaron was also telling me that you and Gallo have gotten really good friends, and you're rooming in Arizona. And what's that relationship been like, since a lot of you guys on the team have been together the past 2 years, even though you're on two different teams?
It's been great, man. I love that guy to death. I mean, he's funny, I'm funny. We both keep it light, keep it loose in our house and in the clubhouse. We're both clowns when it comes to that. But we love each other, man. We know we both are on the same path. And obviously we're two different players. We play two different positions. But we pull for each other. We try to help each other out when we're doing bad, when one of the other's struggling. And I mean, I couldn't ask for a better roommate. I mean, he's not like maybe like a stuck up jerk or anything,
right?
Just because he got a little bit more money than I did. But
yeah.
I mean, we don't care about that. We know we got a little bit of money, and we just build on that. And we're friends with everybody in there, but us too, we've gotten to be pretty close over these past this past year and a half with rookie ball in here. So
right.
pretty good friends.
So what do you guys, if you don't mind me asking, what's the living situation like?
It's just me and him in an apartment near Lenore Ryan.
Yeah.
Tara Woods. Tara Woods. Yeah, we're over near Lenore Ryan. It's just me and him. I mean, 2 bedrooms upstairs. But, I mean, we go out to eat. If we don't feel like going out to eat, we'll make some at home, watch TV, sit down and joke around and stuff. So it's pretty fun. We got PS3 in there. We'll play that. So.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to be rooming with a guy like that.
Right. Do you have any goals for the rest of the season or going forward, team or for yourself?
Right now, we're focused on winning this first half. We're in a pretty tight race with Hagerstown and West Virginia, two really good teams, and we just came from Hagerstown. So we're game up on them right now. We won last night, obviously, so now we're a game up. But we're just focused on winning this first half, so we're a shoo-in for the playoffs. And next half, we can kind of, you know, take a little bit off. Not take it off, but, you know, it'll be a little bit easier to ride, not as stressful. So it's just as a team, we're just trying to stay focused these last three games and take care of business against Del Mar, which they got a really good squad. So we're just battling out. We're grinding every day these last 3 days, and then the All-Star break comes. Goals for me, just keep learning, keep progressing, keep working hard like I know I will, and stay positive at all times and keep talking to my mom. She's really helped me out through this season. Through the ups and downs, when I'm going bad, I'll give her a call. And not to see what she has to say, because I know she's going to say all the positive things all the time, but just kind of hearing my mom's voice, it's kind of warming in a way. So just keep in touch with her and just stay positive, like I said, and just keep working hard, and everything will happen the way it's supposed to happen. And everything happens for a reason. That's what she tells me. So,
yeah.
Just whatever happens, happens. Hopefully, it's a good year, which I think it will be. But we'll see at the end of the year. Just gotta keep working hard at it.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you so much. Good
no
luck,
problem,
man.
Thank you.
Following Lewis Brinson, we have Corey Ragsdale, the Crawdads manager. He's a former player in his second year coaching many of these players in Hickory.
So you were with a team, you were coaching in the Arizona League last year, right?
Yep.
Had you done much coaching before then?
This is my fourth year, second year managing.
Right. So what were you doing before then?
Played for 9 years. And this is my fourth year coaching. I started coaching the season after I was done playing.
Right.
And I managed last year in the AZL, and now I'm here.
Yeah. So you coached like 18 or something of the guys in the AZL that are now on the team this year, or a lot of them at
least. Yeah, a bunch. I mean, quite a bit of them, yeah.
Yeah. So how has that made the season easier, or has it made it easier since you're
on the team? I don't know if it's made it easier or harder, to be honest. No, it has. It made it easier in the sense that the guys kind of know what to expect. You know, most of the guys know what to expect. Obviously, I know their personalities a little bit better. There wasn't an adjustment period. You know, those guys really getting used to me. With as many guys, seeing as how I had quite a few of them last year. So.
Yeah. So then one weird thing about the team this year is there's so much power, but there's also a lot of swing and miss with the strikeouts. So.
Yeah.
What's generally your philosophy about striking out and with these developing guys?
My thought is, first off, I think the power is, there's just a lot of guys. We have big, strong kids, and that's kind of the type of player that Texas drafts, position player-wise, you know, real high upside guys. And then as far as, like, the swing and miss stuff, I think they're learning a lot about themselves this in their first full year of baseball. Obviously, a bunch of them would be freshmen in college right now. Some of them would even be seniors in high school still, some of the Latin kids.
Sure.
And, it's a pretty big jump. They're facing kids older than them every day, you know, pretty well every day of the season. A lot of it, I think, too, why the strikeouts and the home runs are so high is, you know, on most teams you might have, you know, two, three, possibly four, you know, prospect-type guys that have power. Well, we've got seven of those guys in the lineup on a nightly basis.
Sure.
I mean, seven guys that are very much so prospects, have lots of ability, and all that are still obviously learning themselves. To be honest, they're not great hitters right now. They have power. They have, again, they're very, very talented, but they're still learning to hit.
Right.
They're learning themselves. They're learning strike zone discipline. They're still learning all of those things kids have to go through to learn to be good hitters. you know, we don't have the polished college kid that can come in and hit 300 and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, there's no other team probably in minor league baseball that you would trade any of these, you know, this team for. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun each and every day.
Yeah, so those seven guys, so you got Gallo, Brinson, Mazzara, Alfaro, Guzman, Nick Williams,
Rua.
Well, that's seven right there. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, every day I'm thinking. It's fun. Plus, you got Akins, Jordan Akins. So there's eight. You know, those guys. There's usually I knew he was missing one, but there's usually eight of them in the lineup every day, at least seven. So, you know, it's some days are. It's fun because every day you never know what you're going to get. You know the potential they have every day. They don't always bring it every day, which makes it frustrating sometimes. Maybe unfairly to them because you hold them to higher expectations. But, you know, it's fun. Every day you come out, it's fun to be around a group like this, a group as talented as this, no doubt.
Now, do you work with their swings or do you kind of let it come naturally to them?
Mash, you know, our hitting coach, he does all that stuff as far as cage work, and he and our hitting coordinators, you know, go over what they're trying to do swing-wise and all that stuff. They had a set of specific kind of routines that they are learning to do, that they're working on, that they do daily. They get here and they hit early. Then we hit BP. You know, and they get plenty of swings every day to get their routines, to try to get them more swings. Obviously, the more swings, the better, the faster they, you know, learn themselves and all that. So, yeah, that's a daily process for those guys.
Right. I was talking with Tim Perpera, who's the director of player personnel, and he was saying that throughout the organization, at least, they like to talk about selective aggressiveness, which is not necessarily walking, but finding the right pitches.
No doubt. And to be honest, you know, that's kind of what we preach, you know. Get ready. Know what you want. And if you get it, then be ready for it. If you don't, then, you know, so what? You know, we like to get it ready for the fastball. If it's a fastball that, you know, in the zone that you can hit hard, whether it's the first pitch or the 10th pitch, like, that's what we want to do. That's what we want to try to do. That's what we preach to those guys. And, again, being young, sometimes, even for talented kids like this, sometimes the game speeds up. Sometimes you step into the box, your adrenaline gets going, you get excited, and you get away from the plan a little bit, which is not a bad thing because it's a growing process. It's a maturity, you know, that the kids are going to learn. But we definitely have the philosophy. That being said, that doesn't mean that philosophy gets put into play every at bat.
Sure. Now, you got so many talented guys. Do you try to take a aggressive approach with them, or do you like a mean, almost mean approach, or do you try?
I think it's you know what, it's more of a, like, day-to-day, player-to-player, you know, approach. You've got a lot of different personalities on the team. Not in a bad way. I mean, that, you know, they just, it is how it is. And it's kind of a day-to-day thing. A player-to-player guy, you know, what kind of what makes each guy tick, what they can handle, what they can't. So, I mean, that's one of kind of the, I guess, intricacies of managing, knowing how to try to learning how to handle, try right. to learn how to handle each guy.
So have you ever played or managed on a team this talented before?
No.
So how is that different?
You know what, I played on a team with, I guess, you know, maybe three or four guys that, you know, but yeah, there you won't see teams with as much talent as, you know, but you know, talent is a great word, but it doesn't mean much till,
right?
You know, till it pans out or doesn't. So, but no, I haven't.
You got five guys who got bonuses that came out to like $14 million. Is that at all weird? Since you have some guys, like, even like Rua didn't get a big bonus, but he's doing really well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, are you saying, is it weird?
Like, are there any weird dynamics?
Coach guys that have more money than I probably
Well, that happens
have.
To every coach.
You know what? It's, I mean, not really. We don't really look at it like that anymore. It's my job to kind of try to treat them all the same, you know, in the day-to-day dealings that we have with each other. Obviously, there are certain circumstances that may be a little different, but for the most part, we try to deal with them all as close to the same as we can on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've got their money, all that stuff, whatever. That doesn't mean much, you know. I'm going to try to give the guy that didn't get anything his chance too, and he's going to get our time every day, and just like any of the other guys are.
Right. So when you first got here, what were you thinking when you saw Ryan Ruehl? Because he'd only hit like 11 home runs in his minor league career coming into this season.
Well, you know, that was our thing, and I've obviously seen him quite a bit. I've been around him in instructional league, extended, and all this stuff, and you know, we knew that the power was in there. We knew all that stuff, but he had never had a chance to play on a daily basis. And with Joey at third, Ryan played third. We didn't have a second baseman really locked in coming to Hickory or anything. So, you know, that was kind of our deal we came up with to, you know, let's move Ryan to second, give him a chance to play every day. We thought he could handle second base, and that would give him a chance to get consistent at bats. And, hey, to his credit, he's made the most out of it. He's been very good offensively and defensively, to be honest. He's handled the switch to second base very, very well.
Mm-hmm. So I know every coach likes their players for the most part, but you've got five guys that came into the year ranked in the organization's top 10 list by different people, and Ruehl wasn't really on there. Do you think this guy is a major league starter potentially, or is he more like a backup guy, or where do you see him? Because he's 23 years old.
Yeah, no, I think he's got the potential to definitely play in the big leagues, be a starter. I think that's up to, you know, I think that is obviously up to him. Do I think he has the potential? Yes, no doubt. Obviously, he has, quite frankly, he's put himself on the map pretty well. With the season that he's having, you know, I think now he's going to get, you know, the opportunity to show that he can do it, and he's going to get the opportunity to do it. And I definitely think he, you know, has the potential to continue the success that he's had here. You know, not saying he's going to hit 25 home runs every year by the half, but
right.
He definitely has a lot of potential. And, you know, he can do a lot of things, you know, just showing that he can play third, he can play second, he can play first. You know, he can. I'm sure the way he runs, he can play outfield, either corner outfield spot. He can do a lot of things to help a club, and obviously with the bat and the ability that he has on the defensive side of the ball, he's definitely got a chance.
Yeah. So, you guys got a lot of Latin players. I know Texas invests in a lot of Latin American spending, but how's it dealing with guys that don't necessarily speak great English?
You know what, we do a pretty good job, and when I say we, the Rangers do a pretty good job of, you know, making it important for these guys to know English, you know, because just like baseball, that's part of their development too, and being able to go out to teams and handle themselves and get along, you know, by themselves with the other guys. And these guys do English class here and all that, but for the most part, any kids that come out into A-ball, now they may not feel comfortable, you know, with the media and all that stuff, you know, as much, but they can talk to us and understand, and we don't have any problems really getting our points across or talking to the kids daily. You know, when it comes to like me or something, they may want to have a translator just to make sure they're not goofing anything up. But
yeah,
the Rangers do a good job of you know, getting these kids, making it a priority for their English and stuff.
In your past 2 years with the AZL team and now, who do you think on your teams has like the most talented or
you can see doing the best going forward?
I hate to speculate on that, but all the kids are very, very talented. I mean, in the things that they do, Joey, you know, I've never seen anybody hit the ball like he does. You know, he can run. He's got good feet. He's got good hands. He's ultra talented to be as big as he is. Lewis, you know, has a chance to be a five-tool guy. I mean, when you see him with them long legs running through the outfield or running the bases, and you see the power he's got, you know, when he squares a ball up, he's got, you know, as much power, you know, second only to maybe Joey and Rua on the team. And, you know, he's a potential five-tool guy. Then you've got Nick, who's got an unbelievable ability to put the barrel on the ball. Honestly, like, I haven't seen many guys before, if any, with the ability to, with the hands and the ability to hit like he does. You know, all these guys are way more talented than I ever was. So again, it's, I'm a little leery of jumping out there and saying I think one has a better chance than the other. I think they all have really good chances.
Yeah.
But that's the game. It's going to be interesting to see who handles everything going forward, to see who does get the most out of their ability, who can, you know, continue to prove themselves. And there'll be a few of them, I think. It'll be interesting to see which ones.
Yeah. One funny thing about Nick to me is I was talking to him, and he told me, like, I don't see myself as a power hitter. I just try to make contact, and these home runs are mistakes. But it's
yeah,
pretty
you
nice
know,
to see.
A guy like him, he, you know, he hits the ball all over the field, and he does. He's got a lot of pop as well. I mean, a lot of pop. But, you know, he's you know, more of a line drive guy. Again, he barrels the ball up. He hits it. He can hit it hard from line to line. And, you know, that's obviously what we want, him to square the ball up. And if it happens to go out of the park, it happens to go out of the park. But that's definitely not what we teach them. That's not what we teach any of them. But
yeah.
With, you know, as big and strong and as good of hands and as quick as these guys' hands are, you know, when they hit the ball, sometimes it tends to carry.
Yeah. How much do you talk with the Rangers front office about what you want to instill in players and stuff like that?
We talk quite a bit. You know, going into the season, we talk about the guys, the kids, kind of some of our goals that we have for the kids and things like that. And then, you know, we have progress reports and stuff that we talk about. But when Rovers come in, we talk to them. We talk about what's going on, what we see with each guy. And it's kind of a collective effort, you know, from everybody really in the organization to try to get these guys better. You know, we're just the guys that try to carry it out on a daily basis, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, that's about it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, no problem.
Following his manager, we have second baseman Ryan Rua. He's an interesting one because he's 5 years older than some of his teammates at 23 years old, but he's also leading all of minor league baseball in home runs.
All right, so you're having a pretty good season this year. Named to the All-Star team and leading the minor leagues in home runs. So what do you think has been has there been a big difference this year for you?
I think just you know, the off-season work I put in has a lot to do with it, and then the hitting coach now I've been with for about a year and a half now, so he's really helped me, you know, find my swing, you know, get in good rhythm, and I feel, you know, the best I've ever felt in my life.
All right, so last year you were in short season ball, right?
Right.
So were they playing you every day, or?
Yeah, I was every day, anywhere from 3 to 5 in the lineup, everywhere in the infield, like 25 games at third, like 15 at second, 20 at first, and like yeah. 5 at short.
And then where'd you play mostly in college?
Shortstop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So this team's been doing incredibly well because they're so talented and there's so many power hitters.
Right.
And, but with the powers come a lot of strikeouts too. So do you see that as much of an issue for the team?
No, not really. I mean, it's something, you know, it's part of the game. It's what happens, especially the guys we have on our team and the capabilities they have every time they come up to the plate. I mean, you know, the guys at their age, especially being 18, 19 years old, you know, it's, for me, being an older guy, it's fun to watch them and their talents they have at such a young age, you know, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So is that weird at all? Because a lot of your teammates are like 18, 19, 20, and you're having the best season power-wise, at least.
Right. You know, I don't know if it has to do with maturity or, you know, them just being the first, my first long season too, but the first season out of rookie ball, you know, but I mean, still for their age, it's unbelievable. You know, Joey Lewis, Nick, Alfaro, I mean, Mazzara, Guzman, I mean, the list goes on. It's unbelievable, the talent they have, not only in the organization, but on this team.
Yeah. So a lot of those guys receive big bonuses, and you weren't drafted as high, but do you use that as like a chip on your shoulder, or are there any weird dynamics in the clubhouse?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a chip on my shoulder, you know, coming from a Division II college too. I mean, a lot of kids don't get that opportunity to play pro ball, so, you know, I just kind of, you know, take it one day at a time, you know, enjoy it.
Yeah. So where do you see yourself in, like, 5 years?
I know, wherever they want me, you know, whatever they want me to do. That's all I can do, really. It's up to them. You know, I just got to keep doing what I'm doing now, and I think I'll be all
right. Right. So you were talking about you had a lot of off-season workouts. Did you work with someone in particular, or...?
No, you know, I usually have, I mean, the first two seasons I've had trouble keeping weight on during the season, so I put a good amount of weight on in the off season in the weight room, eating right, and, you know, it's stuck a lot more this year. I haven't lost as much weight, so I think that's a key factor too, my body not getting tired and not getting fatigued right. As much as I had the past 2 years. I think that's a big deal.
So if you don't mind me asking, where are you living with anyone on the team here?
Oh, yeah, Nick Vickerson and, Sam Stafford, so, I mean, they're both older college guys, too, so yeah. That's cool.
Did you know him from playing before?
I've known Nick for since I started playing here, and then met Sam this year in spring training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, have you taken any of the younger guys under your wing, or...?
You know, I mean, the race with me and Joey, you know, going back and forth, it's, and I was good friends with him last year, too, when he came to Spokane and, you know, instructs, so I think it's kind of brought us closer together, you know, all the guys, you know, everybody likes to joke around with one another, and I think that makes it easy for them, too. Not even them, but me, too. So, you know, it's a loose clubhouse, a loose team. Everybody jokes around, so it makes it fun.
Yeah. So, have you ever been on a team close to this talented before?
Never in my life. I don't know if I will be again, either. I mean, it's unbelievable numbers, you know, everybody's putting up.
Right. So, I don't know if you're trying to beat out the other guys, but is that... make you more competitive being on a talented team?
You know, I think that's everybody's goal is, you know, try to move up as fast as possible. So, you know, you have friends at the same time, but it's everyone's ultimate goal, you know, is to advance in the organization and system, move up as fast as you can. But, you know, that's something I think everybody understands too.
Right. So then one last thing is, have you had any communication with the front office or coaches about moving up to Myrtle Beach?
No, nothing as of... as of now, you know, like I said before, it's, you know, I'm doing good here, I'm comfortable here. We'll see what happens next year and in the fall. But like I said, it's up to them, whatever they want me to do, I'm willing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Yep. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it, man.
For our final interview of the day, we have outfielder Nick Williams. He was the Rangers' second-round pick last year and received a measly $500,000 bonus. One scout in particular told me not to overlook him, even though he has one of the smaller bonuses on the team. Enjoy.
I guess starting off, does it matter to you that the team has so much swing and miss to it, even though you're doing a lot of home runs?
Yeah, it does matter, actually. Like, home runs are always nice, but... And if you think about pitches that we miss, it could be pretty, like, devastating on our hitting touch, I know for sure. And, I don't know, to me, home runs really aren't important. I feel like when I hit home runs, they're just accidents that I mostly swing for. I'm like an average guy or move runners over the time.
So, sure.
Yeah, home runs are nice. We have, our team, I think, is based on mostly power, so that's what we have, so.
Yeah. So what has the hitting coach been working with you on, or what has he been stressing?
Just more of using our hands instead of trying to do too much in the plate. I know a lot of our strikeouts come from a lot of them, just over-aggressive, over-swings, just trying to do way too much on the plate, right? Just taking it pitch by pitch, waiting for our pitch.
Right. And so you were drafted in the second round last year, and you got a pretty big bonus. But do you feel like there's a division at all between the team with some of the big bonus guys and then other just guys who maybe only got small bonuses or weren't drafted?
As you can see, like, the bonuses are nice when you get those out of high school, but not everybody gets them, and that doesn't really make the player, because, like, if you see, like, a lot of the top, like, best ever, it wasn't first rounders necessarily.
Sure.
Like, if you see Ryan Rue on our team, a lot of home runs, he wasn't a first rounder, like, a really top round guy, but, yeah, right. As you can see,
yeah.
It all pans out.
So, when you first got your bonus, did you buy anything for yourself or your family?
I told my parents if they ever needed anything that they could use it, but nah, I haven't really, like, just really wanted anything.
Right. So what's the living situation like in Hickory, if you don't mind me asking?
It's an old town, you know, not really for people our age, but, I mean, it works. It actually has a positive, too, because you get to know more of your teammates better, because
right.
There's not much you can do here.
Right.
Like, you tend to hang around, like, go to the pool, play video games, just...
Yeah.
Everybody knows, like, everybody. It's not like there's a group here, group there. Yeah, it's a good bonding.
Right. So, were you on the Arizona team last year?
Right.
So, this, like, Gallo was telling me about, like, half the guys on this team were on that team last year. So, do you feel like that helps your chemistry with all the people and... maybe a reason why you guys are doing so well?
That could be a big reason, too, because our head coach and our hitting coach actually came from Arizona, too. But, yeah, we have a lot of new guys, too. But, yeah, that could help in situations. Like, we know how each other plays.
Right. So, do you have any goals going forward for yourself or for the team the rest of the season?
Well, right now, it's just win this first half so we don't have to worry about the second half as much. And we can just...
Right.
Get better second half, but yeah, this first half is just trying to get this over with.
Right. So, which of the teammates have you gotten closest to?
Well, I've knew Gallo before here because we played a really lot together in summer ball, like All American games,
sure.
Tournaments, and I've hung around Lewis. He was my roommate the whole time in Arizona, so I know Lewis very well, and. I can't say I really hang around with a certain person. I hang around with everybody.
Yeah.
To be honest, yeah. I'm never just with somebody all the time. I hang around everybody.
Right. So you were saying how you see more of yourself as a guy who hits for average than hits for power, but you're still a pretty big dude. So do you see yourself growing more into power, or would you rather be a sort of 300 type hitter?
I see it this way, like, I'm usually like hitting 300. Lately, I've been overswinging, trying to do too much, but hitting 300 really, it's really not that hard. I'm gonna hit a lot of home runs.
Right.
Right. So, yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Exactly.
And good luck the rest of the way, man.
That's all for this episode of the Knucklecast. If you've made it all the way through this long, long, long episode, or even if you just woke up after falling asleep in the middle, thank you for tuning in. I really enjoyed this project since I love talented athletes, so I hope you enjoyed these interviews a fraction as much as I did. Remember to check out the full article online on my website or at charlotteobserver.com. But until next time, this is Ben Weinrib. Conquer and prevail. I'm